right now. Lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We're going to talk some volleyball. Ranked 12th in the country. They've opened conference play with back-to-back victories, including the Civil War in four this weekend back at MKA, the Arizona schools, tomorrow and Sunday. We welcome in the coach, Matt Ulmer. Matt, great having you back. How are things?
Steve, thanks for having me. All good.
Cool. The rewind button. You played a killer non-conference schedule. Seemed like if the team was in the top five, you had a match. You end up facing number one Minnesota, the Big Ten Pac-12 challenge at Palo Alto. You know, you had a couple of setbacks against really good teams earlier. What did you like about your team's performance in getting such a big-time win?
I liked our toughness. You know, I liked just how we fought point for point. I feel like we just stayed in, stayed disciplined throughout the match. And we were down, I think, in every set against Minnesota. But we just kept hanging in there and trying to execute and found ourselves right at the end. And we were able to pull out enough points to beat them. And that's a really great win for us. They were number one in the country for a reason. So it teaches us, you know, that we can play against anybody and we can beat anybody if we bring our game.
Now, I want to get to Sunday, 1 o'clock against Arizona State at MKA. A very special afternoon, if you'd be so kind as to let the folks know about the effort on behalf of a very important cause.
Yeah, so Daniel Bixby is 8 years old, and Daniel suffers from LCH, Langerhans Symphone histiocytosis, if I got it right.
Right.
It's a rare form of cancer, and she's been battling it for just over a year, and she's completing her first year of her year of chemo tomorrow is her last treatment. So she gets to ring the bell at the Ronald McDonald House up in Portland tomorrow, and so this is also Childhood Cancer Month. And so trying to raise awareness for her and for the cause. So Sunday is going to be Stomp Out Cancer Day. Football did one last year. And so we're continuing that campaign with our group and with Danielle this year. And it's going to be on Sunday at 1 o'clock against Arizona State. So, you know, we'll have shirts, Stomp Out Cancer shirts with the duck, and that we'll put on sale. And, you know, we're just trying to raise funds, raise awareness, support Danielle, support all children with cancer. I think she's going to have a lot of guests there, you know, just show them, you know, how much we care about them and that we're fighting with them and how much we support them.
Kudos, Coach. That's awesome. You know, I love the game of volleyball, but I'm kind of a novice. And I was reading some of the game notes that this season you decided to switch to a 5-1 offense. You know, a lot of fans, if you talk to them about a 3-4 or 4-3 in football or a 2-3 zone in hoops, were on board. Could you explain that strategy and why you and your staff felt it was best suited to this team?
Yeah, it kind of be the idea of football if we just kept switching out Herbert in for the next guy and kind of doing it in and out. You know, so every other series, you know, Herbert's off and Herbert's on. It would be hard for him to get in the rhythm. You know, it would be hard for everybody to get in a rhythm with your quarterback. So it's the same idea in volleyball. So August Raske is a very good setter, and so she has all the physical tools like a Herbert to play the whole game. She's got size and strength and speed and the skill set. So, you know, she's someone that we wanted to just keep the ball in her hands and control. And we feel that throughout the year, she's going to end up being the reason why we can do, you know, be so great and take a long run in the tournament.
Talking with Coach Ulmer, I know recruiting for your program has been outstanding, and you always hope a freshman will make an impact. You brought in Brooke Nunaviller from Arizona a couple weeks back. She's Conference Player of the Week. I did not ask you about her when we talked last month. What kind of player has she been so far?
Yeah, so Brooke Nunaviller you know, was down to us in Stanford, so where she was going to go, and she chose Oregon, and that doesn't happen in our sport very often. Someone who can go to Stanford doesn't choose Stanford. So, you know, my comment then was, I know if Brooke chooses us, then we're doing something right, you know, to get someone of her. She was a 4-5 student, you know, had great grades and continuing to do that for us now. She was the libero for the youth and junior national teams for USA, so the top position that she could get. And she's been doing that for her whole high school career. Her mom was a coach. She grew up in the gym. Her dad played. Her brother played. She's just a really experienced freshman. And she can do so many things. She likes the big moments. She doesn't shy away from it. She's a gamer. She made a top play this week. She flies into the stands to save a ball. You know, she's just, she's what you want. She's your toughness. And she's just done a lot for us in a short amount of time. And she's a leader as a freshman, which is unbelievable.
No, it's great to hear. I hear her name a lot.
She's special.
Another new face is on your staff, Erica Dillard, who you worked with at Long Beach State. From an overall point of view, if you could explain like her primary responsibilities with the program and how pleased all were that she made the move to come to Eugene to be a Duck coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've had a lot of great recruits in my career. Two top four classes, and then a number two class while I've been here, top 10 recruits. Erica's the biggest recruit I've ever gotten. it's just what she's able to do for our student athletes, just as far as just relationship-wise, and then just the amount of story and that she can bring in because she's been in their shoes. She was a top recruit. She went to Long Beach State. They were number one in the country her freshman year. They're in the national championship game. She's been there. She's seen it all. She's played multiple positions, done it all with us. She mainly works with middle blockers and back row, but she can do anything. And she runs the office. She can do it all as far as just making sure that we're smooth, that we run everything really well. She takes care of it for us. And for me, she's someone I trust with anything. And I know she has my back, and I know that she cares about our student-athletes and the school and the program. So she's really the total package. I think she'd be one of the very best head coaches in the country if she wanted to do that, but that's not her passion, and she's my best friend, and I'm lucky to be able to work with her.
Nice, and don't give her any ideas.
No.
Talking Duck volleyball with Cole Chulmer. The big weekend series with the Arizona schools, Matt Knight Arena, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We mentioned the Stomp Out Cancer match Sunday at 1. I mentioned a league player of the week from a couple weeks back. Last week, it was Lindsay Vanderweide. How has your senior outside hitter been playing so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, Lindsay can just do everything. She can really play the whole game, and she's 6'3", so someone for her size to be able to play the game as well as she does is a huge asset to us. And she just passed 1,000 digs and 1,000 kills for her career, which is very rare. I think she's the fifth player in Oregon history to do so. The last one was Liz Brenner, which is really great company to be
yeah.
in. And Lindsay had all the big kills that we needed against Washington State, which was a very good team this past Sunday. And she had 22 kills and she had 22 kills and 28 digs, I think, which is just a phenomenal performance. So she's playing like an All-American, and we need her on the left side to be able to do that for us. So really important things that she's doing, and I hope that just continues for her at the end of her career.
Now, tomorrow night, top 25 team, Dave Rubio, their coach, is kind of a legend. He's been running that program, I think, 27 years. Yeah. You look at that team, what are their strengths? What kind of challenges are they going to present?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best coaches in our game, and they play as such. They're very disciplined. It's hard to score against them because their defense is really sound. Good blocking team. They have a really nice setter in Julia Patterson, and they're third in the conference in offense. So they're a tough opponent. They play very confident, and they believe in themselves, and they're trying to do big things this year, which they're doing. They just played Stanford, who's number one in the country, very tight at Stanford. And the last three times we've played them, it's been a five-set barn burner. So I expect nothing different. I just want to see a lot of fight from our team and see if we can come out with a victory against another quality opponent.
Matt, in closing, I want to do what we call in radio a little bit of a reset, because what you're doing Sunday is just such an important issue. So once again, kind of a remind the folks, 1 o'clock, Matthew Knight Arena, Arizona State Sunday, beyond the match, what's taking place?
Yeah, Daniel Bixby, we got hooked up with her through Team Impact, which hooked up children with cancer that are fighting a life-threatening disease with college sports teams. And so she's going to be there with her family and her entourage, and we're going to be wearing yellow to support childhood cancer awareness, and we're going to be supporting Danielle. I think it'll be an amazing show from our university, our community, our town of Eugene, and all Duck fans if we could pack the arena for Danielle. And for her family and what they've been fighting through, and just showing her that she's well supported and that we love her and we're with her all the way.
No, it's an awesome cause. You guys, a lot of respect your way for what you and your team and your program are doing. Coach, always appreciate catching up. Best of luck this weekend. Thanks for joining us, and definitely look forward to talking again as Pac-12 play moves along.
Steve, thanks for your time, and I've been following you on Twitter, and you keep me very entertained, so thank you.
Have a good one, Coach.
All right, thanks.